I look at my social media and I start to panic. I'm getting less views, less followers. In fact, I'm even losing followers. This has not happened for the last 2 years. It has been continual growth. I'm looking at it and I'm scared. I'm scared for the future of my business. I'm scared for the future of my employees. And I'm scared about my future success. And then I pause and I do not fall in to the usual trap that we all fall into. And to make this relevant to your dating life, it's like suddenly being single again and having no dates, no matches on dating apps, and you don't even know where to meet new women. That is exactly how I was feeling. But during the period of silence when I paused, I reflected on the last 1 year of my business social attraction and my personal coaching. And I realized that in the last year, my business has doubled in sales, which means that we have doubled the amount of different ways that we can help people. Recently, I was hired to go to New York to coach an individual who is the CEO of one of the top industries in the world. We've hired another new coach the last few weeks ago. We've simplified our courses. We've made them more affordable. So behind the scenes, a lot's happened in the last year. And then I paused a bit longer and thought, well, what's happening at the moment? Because I always think that life reflects where you're at. And I'll say that again, life always reflects where you're at this stage. And at this stage, what's happening behind the scenes in my business is that we're essentially downloading everything from my brain and my coach's brains. And we're putting a lot of our courses together on a platform called Teachable, which is essentially going to help to create a symbiotic relationship between online learning and being coached through the process of change. So we've just launched a course called Dating After Divorce, which is a 12-week Kickstarter. And the way that works is each week you get access to brand new tasks for the week. And alongside it, you get WhatsApp support from a dedicated coach who can help you through the process. Now, creating that course has taken a considerable amount of time. And during that time, our focus as a company has not been on creating social media content. In fact, what we were doing was reusing some of our old videos and sharing them again. Because the way social media works, often you don't actually see three quarters of the videos that anyone actually puts out. So resharing content is never a bad idea. But during this period, we've launched one course in that vein, and we're also looking at launching an online university, as well as various other ways of making our coaching more accessible. Now, the difficult part of this is that it's probably going to take us at least another 6 months before we've actually built out these courses. I believe in doing things the right way the first time, no matter how long it takes, it has to be done correctly. It is also true that there are minimum viable ways of testing things, which is exactly what we're doing. But when you're building specific courses, you have to create them in a way that you know is going to help people. So here we are at this stage. It could be very, very easy for me to become demoralized. It could be very easy for me to start looking at what other content creators are doing, which is exactly what I did. I started looking around thinking, well, are other companies growing? What's happening here? Like, why have we suddenly paused? And the reality is that no matter how good you are in any given industry, if it's good enough, your competition will copy you. And that's what's been happening with my coaching. What's been happening is, however good my content was at the time I recorded it, a lot of competitors have seen how successful myself and my company are, and they've essentially copied the content. But what they've done this time round is they've copied it to a higher extent. They've hired a top-notch videographer, they've got music, they've got four cameras, they've got jump cuts, it's exciting. They've got female coaching assistants like I have, they've got hooks, they've got everything, everything that I was doing. They've taken and they've created a more engaging version of it. Now, it could be quite common at this stage to panic and to start looking at, well, wow, they've copied what I'm doing. We need to start doing that more. And this is where knowing yourself and having true self-confidence will always shine through. Because I take an objective view on not only content that people are putting out, but their overall business. And I looked into the infrastructure in all of these other companies. And I realized they're all trying to do the same thing. They're all trying to put out the best social media content and trying to sell personalized coaching. So one-to-one coaching with them. They may have one or two people help them with the coaching, but essentially you're buying that person. Okay. Now, this is something that I've been doing with my company, Social Attraction, and my personal coaching for 15 years. And the reason why we're stepping away from doing it that way is because I am now trying to grow my brand, Social Attraction, for the simple reason that it is impossible for me to coach as many people as I can that need help. So what we're doing now is creating a brand around Social Attraction, which has actually been in existence for the past 10 years as a limited company, but I was operating under that name for the last 15 years. So now no longer is it me and my personal coaching you're buying. Now it's very much about my committed team at Social Attraction. Now, what comes with that is much bigger resources. We have a team of people that have created an amazing infrastructure. We have a team of people that can deliver world-class WhatsApp support. All of these things are happening behind the scenes to essentially create a powerful, recognized brand that there is trust that we can deliver excellence, which we can. So, taking all of this into account and looking at what other companies are doing with their content, I paused one more time and realized that I don't need all the bells and all the whistles on my content. And the reason why I don't is because I've learned everything the hard way. The last 15 years, I've been studying, taking courses, become accredited in multiple coaching disciplines, multiple therapies, training people on the streets in the real world, all over the world, training people in classrooms on video coaching, WhatsApp support, voice support, creating video content, you name it, I've done it. Big, large events, working with corporates, teaching them sales training. There's just been an endless amount of things that I've been doing. And on top of that, studying for an average 2 to 3 hours a day. I'm actually going to share my Audible listening time on my social media. If you're interested, you can have a look. It's just, it's madness, the amount of learning I do. So you piece all that together and you think to yourself, well, if I was a musician, would I be the musician that needed to not be singing live, to be miming, and also to have all the bells and whistles with dancers, lighting, or would I be an acoustic singer who goes on stage and sings with his natural talent? And the answer is pretty obvious. I would be a natural, authentic singer. And I feel that it's important that my content reflects that. So what's been happening with all of the infrastructure in the business has essentially allowed me time to pause and step away from the content creation for quite some time. And now I'm looking at it with fresh eyes as a brand rather than just individual content. And what's important to me is that I go back to the very basics of what made me successful in my career. And quite simply put, it is taking very complicated areas and making them simple and easy for people to digest. And if you have a look at my social media and you see some whiteboard explainer videos, in fact, they're sort of on a blackboard explainer videos, they're the very first videos that I did. And they were the most successful for the reason that I took all of my knowledge and I made it very easy for people to understand. And over the duration of however many years, I've tried multiple different forms of content, some good, some bad. Now, across the path of doing all of these things, Sometimes you go a bit far from home. Sometimes you think to yourself, we need to sell more courses. And then your content goes in the direction of trying to sell more courses. And then what happens is you end up chasing your tail and it actually doesn't work. If you're interested in setting up a coaching practice or any kind of business, the only stuff that actually works on social media is just creating easy to understand content that people want to hear. And if you start thinking in terms of likes, follows, comments, shares, whilst they are indicators, they really have no representation on whether you're selling courses or not. You're better off having 1,000 followers that are into what you're doing that will pay you money than having 500,000. And it's easy for me to say that because I've done it and I know the difference. So when we start piecing my company Social Attraction together at this stage, where are we actually at as a brand? Well, now we actually have tangible courses that are available online that have been tried and tested for a specific duration of time that we know we can help anyone, whether you've just gone through a divorce, whether you want to come and do a weekend course in Amsterdam, London, or Madrid, learning how to approach and speak to women during the day. And because of the infrastructure in our business, we're now able to offer a better service, which is longer WhatsApp support, inclusive of your training, a video coaching session in advance of your coaching, an inner circle Facebook community, all the things that come with having a bigger team. Now, the reason why I wanted to do this podcast episode is because essentially through this process, I've been empathizing with what it's like to be single again or to be going through a difficult time in your dating life, because it feels like stuff's not happening. It feels like everything's going wrong. But in fact, if you pause and you look at the overall personal growth that you're going through, I think you'll see signs about whether your life's heading in the right direction or the wrong direction. For example, as part of our new training, one of the things that we do is we help our clients to meet more people on a day-to-day, week-to-week, or month-to-month basis, right? If you're not making more connections, it's clear that your dating results are not going to go up. That's a clear and obvious one. But if you are going to these things, it takes time. You can't just go to one social event and expect dating success instantaneously. All of these things take time to compound. And really what's happening in the back end of my business, and it will be happening with my social media and the way that we coach, is that everything takes time. So where you are right now in your dating life listening to this, it doesn't really matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're completely lacking success or whether you're getting, you know, medium level of success. What's important is that you're on the right path. What's important is that you're taking the right steps. And what will happen is that over a period of time, they will compound into massive success. Now, again, you may want to even write this next part down, because this is really one of the secrets to my overall success as a coach, but also, you know, growing my brand and helping all of my other coaches. When you set a goal, what you want to do is go through iterations of that goal. So say your goal is, I want to meet and date a very attractive woman, right? Say you're in your 40s, you want her to be in her 30s. So you write down that goal. What you can then do is reflect on it and imagine having done it and the relationship coming to an end, and then thinking, well, actually, what do I want? What happens is you go through iterations of your goal until you arrive at a destination where you say, that's exactly what I want. Now, it could be meeting a woman that's 28 years old, that's into art, that likes yoga, that likes to travel around the world, that supports you, that doesn't go to bars and clubs, that doesn't have social media, whatever it is for you, it doesn't really matter. What's important is that you get to the iteration, which is what you want. And this is your final destination. This is, if everything goes perfectly, this is the end result. Now, if we look back on my coaching career, when I started to implement this advice on a personal level, I went through various iterations of what I would want for a coaching practice. And obviously, having the most successful company in the world is a final destination, right? As well as what I charge for my personal coaching. And the reason why my business is going in the direction it is now is because I decided to set a higher expectation on myself and what I wanted to charge for my training. Now, whilst it's true that you need to be able to place a value on yourself in all areas of your life, especially dating, it is also true that I believe you need to place value on your time in a professional level as well. And for me, if you've listened to a few of my podcast episodes a few episodes ago, you'll notice that my fee for a yearly mentoring is £2.4 million per year. And the reason why it's that price is because that was the final destination for me. After going through multiple iterations, looking at things, how much is the knowledge and skill set that I've accrued worth to someone? And comfortably, I could charge someone that amount of money and not feel anxious, scared, or like it's too much money. That is what I said to myself at that period in my life. That is what I could charge someone without feeling bad. So after I decided at that stage in my life, that's what I wanted to do, I then started making changes to make that happen. And I essentially got rid of my courses I was offering and only offered these courses. Now, when I first did that, it was quite therapeutic because my ego kicked in like, yeah, wow, you're amazing, this, that, you're charging this, blah, blah, blah. That's when the work begins, because when you do that, what you realize is that your business has no infrastructure. And it has no infrastructure because it's just been you selling courses to people based on your experience and your knowledge. What it hasn't been is a specific, tangible way of helping people through a tried and tested process that we know works. So part of this whole process was stepping out of the social attraction courses, allowing my team to run the courses on my behalf. They're all excellent coaches. But that also allowed me to help build the infrastructure. And you can only do that when you are not coaching. So these are the companies that are putting a lot of effort into the social media. What you'll find is that they don't have much infrastructure in their business unless they've taken time out to build it. And it's one of these ones which is interesting, because I know as a coach, I know how coaching companies work, how they earn money, how they generate revenue. Unless the main individual in the coaching practice is charging decent sums of money into the hundreds of thousands of pounds, if not more, for their personal mentoring, their company is essentially selling his time. And what will happen is he'll be offering you a free consultation in the hope of selling you a course to try and reclaim some of the money spent on social media marketing. Can you see why you have to step out of the day-to-day coaching of a business to actually be able to run a business successfully? There's so many other things that you learn when you essentially decide to put a value on yourself. So you decide, this is what I want, and then the infrastructure happens. So if you take one of my social attraction courses now, the first thing that happens, or one of the first things that happens, is the goal setting procedure. And what happens in this goal setting procedure is we go through the iterations to discover what you actually want. And guess what happens? It then reflects what happened in my business, which is you then need to create the infrastructure in your life for that to happen. So if you want to suddenly start dating supermodels, and that's actually what you want, and you set the goal and target to do it, and you believe that you can, what will happen is that your life will change in a way where there is different infrastructure put into place that allows that to happen. And it may not take a week, a month, it may take a year, but eventually, if that's your goal and you believe it can happen and you stick to it and you don't quit, the infrastructure will present itself. And this is where all of the hard work comes from. So when you look at my company, Social Attraction, when you look at my social media content, when you are deciding whether you would like to go ahead with one of our training courses, I hope this episode has given you a bit of an insight into the way in which I conduct my business, the way in which I'm building a brand, and the way in which we deliver value to people, which is to go out there and to try things in the real world and back them up with accreditations and coaching disciplines. And also just having a great team. I mean, my team are just unbelievable. So to end today's podcast episode, I have just launched a WhatsApp community group, which essentially means I can send you behind the scenes stuff and you can access it that way. It's called Social Attraction Limited on WhatsApp. I should be able to include a link to that in this podcast description so that you can go ahead and join the group. And that's where really you get to see some more behind the scenes stuff of me, what I'm up to on a day-to-day basis. You'll get some of my social media content first. You'll get some of my podcast episodes first. I'm not really a huge fan of putting out a lot of personal stuff on social media platforms, but WhatsApp, I'm comfortable with doing that. So you'll get a lot more value on there than perhaps what you do on other platforms if you wanted to get to know more about myself, my team, and my overall character. But once again, it's been a pleasure to do this episode, and hopefully it's been enlightening for you. And I look forward to catching you on the next episode.